advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am. Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am. Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
You bastard.
That was great.
It always is. How could there be that many different scenarios that piss me off? You know what I mean? Like, how many times can you
I didn't
fuck with
ding the bell for? And then his bell didn't work. That's fucking, you can't just get any better than that.
Yeah, like, how can we do it that many times and
I just,
have that
I taped your button down over there.
It
like,
didn't
it
make a
work.
Noise at
no,
all. It was weird.
That was good.
I think I did get
but
that.
Here's the thing you have to keep in mind.
Dollar store.
The pure joy that is on your face when the clink ding works well would not be there if it wasn't for Brad constantly fucking with you and making you wonder if it was going to be
That's true.
Yeah. If it was on time every time, you wouldn't be as ecstatic when it was on time.
Yeah, it'd just be normal. It's like saying I love you to your wife. That's true.
Bullshit you say all the time.
Yeah,
When you said that, it made me think about Fifth Element, that scene where he breaks the fucking glass and he's like, look, without destruction there couldn't be creation, and all those little robots come out and clean up the glass and shit. He's the bad guy, but he's super smart. What's that guy's name? I fucking love that guy.
Gary Oldman.
Fuck, I love that guy. It's a good actor.
I forget.
It's a big hat.
That movie's super weird, but it's a good movie.
It is a really good movie. He made another movie that we just watched. The director made that. The same director.
Luc Besson.
What was it?
Luc Besson is the director.
Yeah, but what was the movie?
Valerian.
You know? Oh, it fucking sucked. Well, the movie didn't suck, but they casted a guy that sounds identical to fucking Keanu Reeves. And it will fucking ruin it for you. I don't know how.
I saw the previews for it. I know it's based on like this really cool ancient
super
comic.
Fifth Element though. That
like,
weird hat.
No, I was.
All the shit.
It was what influenced him. Like that was what made him make Fifth Element, because that was his favorite comic growing up. All this stuff. And then when I saw the cast of the main two people, I was like, "You cast that fucking guy? Like
the
that's
guy,
your
man.
Lead guy?
I feel bad. The dude's. He's as good of an actor as Keanu Reeves, honestly. But he sounds exactly fucking like Keanu Reeves to the point that like there's part where he's like, I don't know, a universe agent or something, and he's like, I am a universe agent, and you're like, fuck. They even have a line.
He sounds like Keanu Reeves Bill and Ted's Excellent
Adventure.
No,
it's Point Break. He's like, I'm an FBI agent. It's like, it's fucking Point Break
it
Keanu
sounds
Reeves
the exact
in
same.
Space, dude.
Maybe they did it on purpose. Like, that would be hilarious.
Well, maybe. Just
maybe
really
that was how we got funding.
Yeah.
We're making Point Break in outer space.
Point Blake.
Speaking
Point Break.
Have you seen
Valerian.
This fucking, which anytime you bring up a weird commercial, they're doing their job. But Keanu Reeves is doing Squarespace commercials. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
No.
They are so fucking weird.
I think
they're not even good weird though. They're fucking
weird. I think
weird.
He's genius.
I don't think it's him. I think he's just doing it.
I don't know. I don't know either. He's
watch Valerian though, because it is like cinematography wise and special effects and shit. It's pretty cool, but that dude's voice is gonna drive you fucking nuts.
Maybe
there's nowhere around.
Maybe
it.
It's just you. You're weird.
It is now. If you watch the movie because I said to, it's gonna ruin
I'll
it.
I'll watch
you.
It. I'll watch it. So we have a question.
Okay.
This is from I don't know how to say it. At Sharniz 03. It's Sharniz. So what do you think?
Sugarfoot.
Sugarfoot 03.
Sugarfoot.
On Instagram. She is a Florida gator humper. She says she wears a ton of Carmex because her lips get really ashy from all the tube steak. Do we have a solution for I can't make this stuff up, man.
No,
this is like,
yeah. The thing about Carmex is it begats Carmex. Like it's addictive. So there's actually like an alcohol ester in there that causes drying. So by using Carmex, you end up needing Carmex. So what she has to do is take a tube steak break, and she has to stop the Carmex for a while. And then once she doesn't feel like she needs Carmex anymore,
Need to use Blistex for a minute.
You're at a tube steak 10. Like, you need to be at like a tube steak 4. That's the problem. You're sucking 37 dicks like a week, and you got to step it down. If you're sucking so much dick that you need Carmex to the point you have a Carmex addiction, that's too much.
Yeah.
And there's a bigger, it's the bigger picture. Carmex isn't your problem. Dick sucking is. You gotta really address the problem, the underlying issue.
Yeah. I really like Blistex. Like that, that works for me when my lips get chapped.
Well, because the Carmex, the medicated thing. Yeah. I feel like there's a cool breeze on your face. Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
We went to the Chicago meetup. My lips got chapped because it was fucking 2 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. And I bought like a little, it's like a Vaseline lip therapy. And
that's just awesome. Yeah. I don't know. I always thought I feel weird about Vaseline.
It makes me think about butt sex. I don't know why.
I had a boss.
Because of all your butt sex?
I had a boss who constantly wore Carmex and he just like constantly smearing it all fucking day long.
In living color?
Smearing it on his lips. Yeah. Just all fucking day long.
Who's that character? What
glossy ass lips.
No, I have a problem. When I do, I only get chapped lips if it's really cold outside or if I'm really sick. Not from tube steak. And I think it might be that actual living color thing. Cause like if I have to put it on, I won't put it on. Like, I mean, if anyone's around,
yeah,
like it's this, a, yeah. me putting something on private moment. It's a private moment. Yeah. It's like wiping my ass. Like it is not meant for public consumption.
Yeah, you're right.
It was Damon Wayans, right? It's not Deborah. It wasn't Jim Carrey's.
He's stuck on it. I don't know. It's not Fire Marshal Bill.
No. Oh, God.
He's like, yeah, it's
you
totally
mess with my
breasts,
you die like the rest.
30 minutes in, it's fucking Deborah.
He's still going to be thinking about that.
Is that jacket fire retardant?
I'm not going to let it go. Yeah. I'm going to check you sometime. That fucking thing.
I mean, this chick spreads Carmex on her lips like Brent uses El Yucateco on fucking steak. You know what I mean? Like, half a bottle.
That seems like this was set up, but it wasn't. I used El Yucateco on my steak last night, but lately I've been having nothing but steak for dinner. I'm back on my diet. I've been doing good. I even bought keto strips again because like I've been trying to do ketosis and
I
was like,
those go bad, huh?
You have to make sure that your fucking hands are dry, that you carefully take it out and you seal the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 3 years. They have like a 3 year thing. But if you get a drop of fucking moisture in there, like water or anything, they're fucked. So,
but you'll know they'll all turn.
I thought, oh, I know the diet.
What
I'll just
kind
fucking
of sloppy pee are you doing? Like you?
No. It's like if you had like washed your hands or you didn't tighten the lid and there's condensation.
Or you pissed on your hands.
Yeah,
you
pissed all over. You don't reach back in there. Yeah,
like you fucking piss like a rainbird.
You come in the keto container.
You're already pissing while you're getting your keto stick out. Like,
but for anyone doing a ketogenic diet, those fucking strips, you kind of have to have them because I think what was happening was my peanut butter habit was like off the fucking chain.
Fucking you up.
And in the middle of the night, I was kicked. It was just enough. I was good all day. I'm in ketosis.
I don't have the willpower right now at all. At anything, like,
dude, steak and stuffed jalapenos, and you can do it all fucking day,
sounds
man.
Sounds horrible. My teeth are fucked up.
That's
dude.
Crazy talk.
I broke another tooth. I have another tooth.
Like eating steak
broke.
Will fuck you up.
Like I can't. Bread hurts.
Oh wow.
Like damn. Fucking. But I still eat. Like
you could just eat coconut oil by the spoon. That would do it.
That sounds horrible. Yeah. That is bad. Oh, God, I don't want to do it. But, I need to. I need to. I'm fat.
So
I don't want to do it though.
This is a fat guy thing, but it's. Cause I'm on a diet. Last night I made my XXX ranch and I used it for my steak, which
that's
I honestly,
good.
I like a steak
that's
just
good.
By itself, but that XXX ranch is so fucking good, man. It literally needs to be a product. I'm going to sell it when I have a secret ingredient.
No,
this has natural flavors.
Yeah.
Some other brand.
It's
natural just, other brand flavors.
Yeah. Hot sauce ranch, natural brand.
I'll just license it. Yeah. I know some people. I get permission to license them. I talk to Hidden Valley. I talk to El Yucateco. We're going to make this shit happen.
I don't know.
No, by the way,
Hidden Valley will probably want a more family oriented. Yeah.
I do want to update you all. Several weeks ago, I talked about the fact that I needed to get into the vegan ranch market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some guy posted about that. He said you fucked the whole market up.
I was watching the market.
Yeah.
I have a screenshot.
I was already
watching the market. I'll try to bring
some guy said you mentioned it and then more people tried to buy it or something and it fucking went up.
No, it's off the fucking chain right now, dude.
It's crypto crashed and vegan ranch is out.
Everybody pulled their crypto.
Invest in vegan
Everybody
ranch, man.
Pulled their crypto to invest in vegan ranch.
Vegan ranch day trader. I bought when it was down, man. I'm up. God damn. Wait, what's the $74 thing?
A bottle of ranch.
Nah, that's some crazy Amazon shit.
How many ounces?
Amazon does that. Remember your book was that or the fucking
I know, yeah. But the
Pilates.
But the thing is though, the normal price, like there's one right there, $74.99, but the normal price above it is $20. If I would have bought 100 bottles.
It says $20 an ounce or how many? Oh no, it's $1.66 an ounce. That's fucking insane.
I
do?
So if I would have bought, when I mentioned it, so, if I would have bought 100 bottles at $3, I'd have been flipping them for 20
bucks.
Hold on
a second. How can we, why can't we make that? Like we can make that.
No, you know? I would just donate $75 to the animal shelter and eat one regular bottle of ranch and you're still ahead.
Yeah, because what harm went into you
your footprint is way powder. Fucking cool still. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Only one ranch was harmed.
So Skull Member of the Month, I mentioned him last episode for February, Mr. Red Koss, @ Mr. Red Koss on Instagram. Send him your dick pictures.
I'm going to look him up. Does he have a real, he doesn't have a real name? Just his Instagram name?
No, it just says Red. Maybe that's his name. So it's Mr. MRREDCOSS on Instagram. He is a fanboy.
Mr. R-E-D.
Yep. C-O-S-S.
C-O-S-S.
And if you want to be a Skull Member of the Month, please join the SKN official fan group on Facebook. I'll tell you how to get there at the end of the episode. Post, comment, ass tag, all that good stuff. Just basically engage yourself.
Did you say ass tag?
Ass tag, okay. Yes. That's what like you do it. On there.
Tag that ass.
Yeah, and I'll be picking one every month. And just giving you a shout out. You don't get anything.
No, that's not true. You don't get anything. You know what you get?
Dick pics.
Fucking prestige.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Like,
that's right.
Like you get fuck all the rest of you.
Yeah. That's I got mentioned
right
because I'm fucking badass. That's
of
right.
The
you're
month,
right,
Dave. Bitch.
You're right. Of the month. The yeah. Whole month. It's like fuck you get yeah. Your own parking spot yep. At the podcast.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. If I go to a thrift store and I find a weird ass old trophy that has nothing to do with anything, you know, we'll it's like a dad golfing
device. Maybe this will be the new thing.
Yeah. Nice. I might crudely put masking tape
you know
over
we could
the
do?
Brass label and just write your name on it. And
you know what we could do?
What?
Thrift store, a trophy. You get a bowling trophy one month.
I'm thinking right now in my head.
I'm telling you.
I've been to a lot of fucking thrift stores. And I don't recall a lot of trophies, honestly. But what's a trophy,
go
right?
To a state
a trophy,
sale.
By definition, is just a prize.
Hit an
you know
estate
I mean?
Sale, dude.
I got some
anything
trophies.
Could be a trophy.
I
could
trophies.
Send you a
I'll
toilet,
send you my trophies.
A toilet seat cover that I get at a thrift store.
I'll send you my fiance's trophies. Like, yeah. She won't miss them. Yeah. Like, they're like quad,
she win?
Quad racing races.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Something. She
that's
has
gangster.
Something. I don't know. I'll send them.
I don't remember because your fiance's a twin. Somebody almost wrecked my fucking Honda scooter. I don't remember which one of them it was.
Probably her sister.
She'll know.
She's an idiot.
Yeah, ask Sherry and see who it was. She got on that dude and fucking
actually, it might have been
gunned
Sherry.
That shit, yeah. Went off the curb, got fucking all squirrely and shit.
Nah, that's probably Cindy.
I don't think they laid it down, but yeah, almost fucked Cindy. Up my moped.
So yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I do want to mention something because this is my new obsession and this is the place where I can talk
about it. Are you eating toilet paper again?
again. That implies I stopped. So there's a TV show. When I was in Oregon 2 weeks ago,
Dave's not big. He just has a blockage.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh. I started watching.
You eat toilet paper. You don't have to wipe later.
That's right.
That's
exactly.
It. You poop.
And exactly. Yeah, you shit just, out. Yeah, of, yeah,
exactly. It's a cycle. You have to wipe every other time.
You got a clean
it's
asshole.
It's magical. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Metamucil, step aside, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Charmin.
We started Charmin watching a TV show on Netflix that I don't think I can quite describe properly.
Riverdale.
Samurai Gourmet.
No.
That sounds really familiar.
Samurai Gourmet.
Is it a cooking
I
show?
I watched it.
No. It's the story
I'm
of
confused.
A 60-year-old
oh, yeah, yeah. It's
Japanese
sushi
man.
I did watch it.
He just retired from his job, and he doesn't know what to do with his time, so he wanders around near his apartment while his wife stays home, and then he goes into restaurants to eat food. But every time he gets into a restaurant, he's very proper Japanese person. So like he doesn't want to order a beer because it's improper and it's the middle of the day. So then the spirit of an ancient samurai warrior shows up and convinces him that he should indeed drink a beer.
Right.
And then he watches
watch
a
that.
Scene play out with
this
the samurai
really
spirit. And then he'll drink a beer.
And
then
I tried to watch it and we couldn't get through it.
That's quite
it
possible.
Yeah.
So he's like
throughout,
he's like an alcoholic, but doesn't
No. But then throughout all of it, it'll be like shots of it's like him wondering if he should drink a beer. And then there'll be like these what I can only describe as food porn.
Yeah.
Shots like in the kitchen of someone cooking the fucking ramen noodles.
Right.
And it's all like sensuous and up close and beautiful. And then it cuts back to the samurai and then it's the guy and then it's close. It's not like they're showing you how to cook the food.
Oh, sexy noodle.
And then they set it down and then he has like a mouthgasm because he eats the food. And it's not like you hear it and you're like, oh, this is going to be some super weird Japanese gonzo over the top thing.
And then
No. It is really, it's just subdued. It's, I can't, like, I'm recommending everyone watch it. And I know that 3/4 of the people that watch it will not watch past the first episode.
I think
because they will think this is so fucking weird and boring. Yeah. I can't watch it, but it grabbed me. So 60-year-old retiree guided by the spirit of an ancient samurai warrior who other people at times can see, you learn later in the series.
You said it grabbed me and all I could think about was your Uncle Gerald.
Yeah.
Like, he's weird.
He's frisky.
Yeah.
So Samurai Gourmet on Netflix. That's my new.
So it's Samurai.
People who watch Samurai Samurai Gourmet also watched Saki So Sexy. That's a different show. You should check it out.
That's a sock fetish movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about socks.
Saki So Sexy. That's a Japanese sock fetish video. Oh, Saki So Sexy. Oh, take them off slow.
That's the name of the host.
See you from my
your host. Take them off slow.
Yeah. And my co-host, Ashi Shin.
Ashi
Shin.
Oh man, yeah,
I like this show already.
Yeah, taking my sock off is like a Japanese Russian fucking hybrid word.
Taking my sock off.
Oh. An ashy shit.
Taki.
I thought it went. It's good.
Oh, that really hit me because I have ashy shit right now.
Put some Carmex on him.
Oh, sucking me.
Oh.
Sucking my dick.
Oh, Dave. Oh, put your sock off slow, Dave.
I forgot what the show's called.
No, you do get it.
I told you.
I forgot what the show's called now. Sucking my dick. Sucky.
Sucky so sexy.
Sucky so sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a YouTube channel. Anyway,
Ashy Shin.
So speaking of Ashy Shins, we're talking about stigmata.
Yes, we are.
The stigmatas.
So stigmata, it's for quite a while, it's been climbing the charts as a topic that people wanted us to talk about. And it's actually currently the number one topic.
Is it? You moved up that
high?
Yeah,
it's up there.
I found out I can delete topics.
Oh, really?
You can?
There's a little X next to him. I was like, ooh, admin. Ooh,
admin status.
I only deleted shit we already did because I was just tired of seeing it.
Yeah, Sam, I gave you a shout out last episode, but I'm taking that back.
No.
You're falling off.
You can't take that back. That's a tough job.
I'm taking it back.
I don't know if you copy paste that from a notepad on his computer or something. That's a lot of work. Because I think you have to individually enter them. I think it's a lot of work. I don't
know. Maybe that's why he's not updating them.
Yeah.
So. Spontaneous manifestation of bloody wounds on a person's hands and feet, forehead, and back.
Yes.
Similar to the wounds of the crucified Jesus or Jesus, if you must call him that.
That was a good voice. I like that.
I don't know what it is, really. Yeah,
I like it. Original, I was on board with it.
It's my reading
voice. It's like a black... It's like a white guy.
That's why I don't read books.
Yeah, that's why I don't read books. It takes me a fucking long time to get through the first page.
Once upon a time, there was a princess with long hair, as golden and locks.
Cookbooks are a bitch.
Yeah. You should see them put together IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Slot A, tab B. Uses an inch and a quarter. With an Allen hex screw bolt.
Oh man,
yeah, it's terrible. You should see me with a picture book.
The grass was green on a sunny knoll.
Yeah, it's
there was some JFK hidden under there.
There was a little bit in there.
Yeah.
The Hobbit wore a blue checkered shirt with straggly pants. And the ragamuffin was his best friend.
The ragamuffin. That's like the best word.
That was a deleted chapter from The Hobbit.
Yeah.
My next pet's getting named Ragamuffin.
Oh, what are we talking about? I'm still laughing.
Spontaneous blood.
That's the co-host.
And that was
Saki So Sexy.
Oh man, Saki So.
So stigmata. Yeah, you know what?
Hey man, you know what? This is bullshit.
I'm not. No. So, and Dave, you weren't here for the circus episode, but we talked about the dudes that could stab a sword. Yeah, the dude that played. I'm just a dude that played a dude playing another dude disguised as a dude. But yeah, we talked about the guys that could stab themselves with a sword through their body and don't bleed, like, and they don't die. There's no injuries that then, and it's unexplained in science how that actually happens. And there's people who do that shit today.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it.
So
the other thing is too, though, like you described the definition of stigmata in theatrical theme. I don't know if everyone caught it. stigmata.
What you didn't apparently is what are we talking about?
Is like the presence of the wounds that would mimic the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So like, and what's
there's
funny?
There's
five
is, places. That
yeah,
it
it's like
happen.
Your hands, your feet, the crown of thorns. There's like a spear wound in their side. But what's funny is though everyone
whip marks
was,
on the back
and every and whip marks on the back. Yeah. But the Catholic Church calls bullshit on that if it's because I don't know for some reason they don't like that one. But the funny thing is like the hands they've figured out through science later like no way would his bones have held up through
they say they so this was a contradiction. Yeah, there was wrists and or hand and that was a contradiction, so nobody really knows, but in stigmata people have had it in both,
right?
So that's the kind of weird. If it was in the wrist it would be in the wrist, if it was in the hand it would be in the hand. Mimicking,
but even if one of these is real, it's fucking real, so let's say that.
And well, they call those people stigmatists.
Yeah, like magicians.
Yeah,
Or illusionists. But no. What I was getting at about the circus episode and the guys that stabbed themselves with a sword, I kept thinking of that reading this stuff because I'm like, I'm reading this shit and I'm like, no, this shit's it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. Like this is retarded. They're self-inflicting wounds, or are they? Like, because these guys can take swords through their chests and nothing fucking happens. Is this the reverse to where you're able?
Well,
one of the biggest things was that I saw, sorry, I didn't have something, but one of the biggest things that I saw was
it's
that
an STD.
most of these people that this was happening to really, 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 really want to feel what Christ felt.
Right.
So I've always had the belief.
They love Jesus real hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love
That's
me so
what
hard.
I say. Yeah.
Yeah. I've always believed that your mind is powerful than we think it is.
Absolutely.
I think if you have cancer and you're positive and you're going to beat cancer, you're probably more than likely going to beat cancer. You know what I mean? I think if you're negative, you'll die from it because you kill yourself, you know, or if you want that new car, you're thinking about that new car and you're going to get it.
I think the mechanisms physiologically exist to manifest those type of things, but we don't generally have direct control over them at that level.
Exactly.
So something like, oh shit,
like someone pantses when you worry.
If someone pulls down your fucking pants and your dick's in front of the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Stupid high school bullies.
I was like, where the fuck did this go?
Yeah, this is odd. What's happening here?
Just a random
Where are you going with this?
Fuck you guys. They're my tater tots.
I have no... he's like, I don't have a connection. Just keep going.
Right in front of Jamie Swanson, too. It was cold.
That's a lot of details. What's happening?
I made all that up.
Yeah.
So, but no, my point being that if someone pulled down your fucking pants and your dick's exposed to the world, your face turns bright fucking red. You know what I mean? Like blood rushes to the capillaries in your fucking face as a response to this emotion. And like you're saying, they have a really strong emotion.
That is especially at a time when you need the blood to be flowing somewhere else.
Yeah. It took all that. That's what happened.
That's shrunk up.
To that guy.
Well, and this is the other thing too.
Then they started calling him Tater Tot for the rest of his life.
Vienna sausage.
Tainter Tot.
Yeah.
Is that your Tainter Tot, man? I can't even tell. It's so small.
And this is where, you know, and it's kind of been scientific. And I say kind of because I'm really not sure. Like I was kind of reading on it, but it's been scientifically proven kind of that under extreme stress, there have been cases where people will cry blood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man, that kind of,
you came mashed potatoes. People can cry
now,
blood.
So this is the thing. I'm not saying that I think that these people were faking. Like I almost think that they could have actually been doing it to themselves.
Some of them were faking.
But I don't no. There are proven cases that some were faking. But I think like the legit ones where they're like, I don't know what's happening.
Right.
But they were so into it that they wanted it to happen that they actually manifested it in their body. I don't think it was God. You know what I mean? Or whatever. I don't believe that.
So, and it gets to be interesting.
But this shit's interesting.
It's something that a lot of people look at it. Scientists look at it. The Catholic Church looks at it. Skeptics look at it. Like there's all these different angles and all these different people looking at it through different lenses that it becomes a really interesting thing to research.
It's a multicultural phenomenon too, mm-hmm. across multiple religions throughout history. Like it happens like Buddhism has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And all of their stuff's a little different, but it's similar. Very similar.
The majority. So according to a guy named Ted Harrison, who's a religious correspondent for the BBC, he said that since 1224, which was the first year that stigmatic was ever identified, the only 400 cases have been put forward to the Catholic Church, and out of just over 400, out of the 400, 353 were women and only 54 were men. So for whatever.
Some of the thought behind that is because during that time, obviously women had absolutely no power, no prominence, no say in the church. You had to be male to be any real part of the church. That might have been a way for them to get attention maybe. Or power.
You've got to be a miracle worker, and that's also why
a lot of people have a lot, like the popes are like, fuck that guy, he's fucking faking it, because you know why? You're the pope, and all of a sudden one of your fucking dudes is like, oh,
closer
look,
to God.
I'm bleeding from my hands, I'm closer to God than you are, and people are showing up to see this guy and talk to this guy, and you're like, God fucking damn it.
Well, it's kind of one of those things. I mean, in church, you know, there are people who have prayed for the gift of speaking in tongues, you know, the heavenly language. And that's kind of like you're a higher, you know what I mean? Like if you've received that gift, there's other people that are standing there in the pews like, well, the fuck, like I can't talk crazy. Right. How come I can't do it?
Right.
You know, like
the Pope was just sad because all the altar boys were going for the stigmatists. That's, you know, it's like, it's true. You know, shit got weird.
So he started burning himself with candles.
Yeah.
And he's like,
so there's a handful of,
come on, Timmy,
the more famous
suck my bloody
stigmatics.
Dick,
and I think it's important to talk about them like historically, because they sort of set the stage for what the more modern people replicate or aim for or experience or whatever. And the first ever was Saint Francis of Assisi, like I said, in 1224. He was Italian, so he didn't pronounce his name like we do, Saint Francis of Assisi. He actually pronounced it Saint Francis of Assisi for my bunghole. Is actually,
I almost heard that coming.
I almost heard it. I had a fucking, what is it called? A premonition?
Yeah. Maybe you're a stigmatic. But so he went on a spiritual journey on a 40-day fast on Mount Laverna.
I saw an angel with six wings.
Yeah.
I went on a 7-day fast, but all I saw was chicken wings.
Well, did you see that
James just turned into a pork chop? Yeah.
Did you see that St. Francis of Assisi was the founder of the Franciscans? It was his musical group.
They were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
Francis
a cover band.
And the Franciscans?
Yeah. That's what it was.
The harp player, dude. He could fucking
whale. A six-winged angel who was crucified, which is kind of weird.
Also kind of creepy.
Because the angels didn't get crucified. Like the Romans couldn't have crucified.
I'll tell you what,
angel.
I didn't. An angel would have whooped the Romans. Not even for 40 days. You might see some shit, man. Shit was getting weird.
I'm just saying, I doubt the angel was crucified.
Yeah.
Like in the real world, you couldn't really track down an angel.
Maybe it's metaphorical.
Maybe a cherub because they're little baby ones. But they can still whoop on your
punch
ass.
The shit probably, out of a cherub.
Yeah. Cherub's a weird thing.
Fucking uppercut a cherub.
Naked baby angels.
Yeah, it is weird. Well, they might be whoop ass, though. They might be able to fucking pick up a semi and throw it at you.
Yeah, they're fucking karate kick
angels
you in the asshole.
Angels are badass, yeah.
Karate like, kick you in the asshole with their toe.
They're like Yoda.
Fucked.
They can get that toe anywhere.
Yeah, that whole foot's up in your ass. Put that size 3 baby shoe up in that ass, Brent.
Should we have issued?
He said there was penetration, and there was
a religious warning.
I don't know. I'm not offended at all. Wait till they hear the song at the end. It's gonna be fucking. So,
it took 28 minutes for a cherub to stick his foot up Brent's ass.
So, I want to get to the bottom of something for the record. Taint,
what's
that? Taint or Gooch? Right now, man.
Taint.
That's fucking. Gooch. That's right, man. You guys can get the fuck nobody. Out. No, I'm on Taint. I'm on Taint train, man.
I was like, "There's no Gooch train."
Yeah, lots of people say Gooch.
Why? That sounds stupid.
Yeah.
Someone else.
It's not even called a. That's like a slang.
I think
word.
It's a regional
the Taint.
Thing,
is
but
an
Dave's
actual
from fucking Michigan and shit, and he still calls it Taint. So I don't know what the fuck. Or maybe it's a time thing, like a. Maybe it's like old guys
I
say
think,
Taint.
Well, God, Taint is an actual the actual part.
Yeah.
Right.
No, Gooch I don't think that's a medical term.
I think it is, isn't it?
I'm sorry to inform you, sir. You're going to have a taintiotomy.
We're going to get taintric in this bitch.
I am getting a little bit behind the Gooch because the Gooch was the nickname of the bully in Different Strokes.
But that sounds like
to fuck with Arnold Drummond.
But maybe that's where it came from.
Yeah, it might have.
Sir, your test results are back. You have cancer of the taint.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gooch sounds like a womanly part, though.
And it does, because like cooch.
Yeah.
So guy. Gooch. Oh, maybe that's where they came from. Gooch. Is. Guy. Gooch.
Yeah.
That might be what happened.
Maybe. So you're saying you got a guy vagina bone. Yeah.
Mystery solved.
I was just saying maybe males have a taint and females have a gooch.
That sounds right. See, I'm with that.
Yep. Pernium.
Yeah.
So anyway, a cherub stuck his foot up Brent's ass.
Yeah. I like
that's
it.
That's the whole point.
23 minutes.
Episiotomy. Ouch.
So when the angel depeated. You fucked me up with the episiotomy. When the angel departed, St. Francis ended up having wounds in his hands, feet, and side as if they were Christ's wounds.
See, yeah, I don't know about this. Like, who's believing this?
Maybe OJ was a time traveler.
Maybe. Well, the thing is, like, at the time, apparently all sorts of people believed it. And,
well,
but people start, yeah, I know. But people started looking into it, and there was a guy named Dr. Edward Frederick Hartung.
He blamed it on like four diseases, though.
Yeah, he like started to. He was like,
"You got everything.
All these things are four obvious.
Yeah, herpagona syphilis.
Exactly. He did have herpagona syphilis. He said that he had an eye ailment known as trachoma.
That's a spell in Harry Potter, for the record.
Isn't that a place in Washington?
Yeah,
yeah. But it causes you to bleed out of your eyes.
Yeah.
He had
a real thing.
Quartan malaria, which causes bruising under your skin.
Actually,
it's
a pickup truck in Britain. That's Toyota.
So you're like a Toyota trachoma. Toyota trachoma. The fucking malaria, like it fucking make you like a bruised fruit, like basically like a banana,
and then you would like bleed through your skin.
Jesus,
God.
But in 1987, a different medical hypothesis came up, and it said that he might have just had leprosy. So it's like, yeah, he had fucking holes in his skin because he had leprosy. So people tried to pin it down on that for St. Francis.
Yeah, and if you're, I mean, you're that old. Like, I mean, this is fucking, what, 1,000 years after Jesus died, you know?
Right.
Stegosaurus times.
Yeah, Stegosaurus times.
Absolutely. way off.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying like, that's like, I don't know. There's so much shit in the Bible that
our paleontologists.
Like, I don't know. Right like. Now. You know, I don't know about this like that. This happened, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in the Bible. There's a lot of good morals and whatnot, you know, but there's a lot of things in there.
Like, don't look at cities or you turn into a pillar of salt.
There you go.
That stuck with me. Yeah. I never look back at cities.
All anymore. Because of sodomy too. A little bit of butt sex and everybody turns into a pillar of salt and you have to nuke a city.
Right. Yeah. So if you have butt sex and you're leaving Vegas, don't look in the rearview mirror. Yeah. That's what I learned from the Bible.
Yeah, so I don't know, like that's where like this stuff gets so crazy, like because back then there was no, you know, nobody even knew anything, you know what I mean? They're still figuring shit out. They're so far behind.
I don't think we fucking know now. We think we know now, yeah.
No, we don't. Like there's like we figured out stuff. Right. Like we figured out some medicine. We figured out how to live a little longer. Yeah, we figured out, oh, if you get a common cold, you don't die anymore.
I remember,
you
know, man, those guys didn't think Wi-Fi caused brain tumors. They used to sleep with their phone. Right?
Yeah.
Their phone right on the nightstand. Yeah, man.
And they would catch on fire. Just that one little girl caught on fire right under her pillow, burned her fucking gooch off.
Nothing like a gooch fire. Yeah. Only you can prevent gooch fires.
Yeah.
Turn off your Wi-Fi when you go to sleep. Yeah. Only you can prevent gooch fires.
Samsung. Oh, yeah, Samsung commercial.
This message brought to you by Smokey the Gooch Hair.
Smokey the Gooch Hair. It's a rabbit.
Smokey the Bear.
No, Smokey the Gooch Bear.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought it was a rabbit. Telling you,
I did too.
That'd be good.
He's
though.
Quick.
I like it. Yeah.
So another one who was famous, maybe the most famous of them, was Saint Padre Pio of Pietro.
This one just blows my mind because it brings 1887 so close to home. Like this motherfucker died in 1968.
Yeah.
Like he was almost like moon landing status, but he was born in 1887 and was bleeding for Jesus.
Right.
Like that brought two centuries together. Yeah. Like that's insane.
So he had, from the time he was five, allegedly he had visions.
I think David Koresh, one of his girlfriends, was like 12 and bleeding for Jesus.
She did. But it was only 7 days a month.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I got one.
That's why all the women had stigmata. There you go. They're just using. They're putting goose blood on
their
hand, man.
No, what it was
it was before tampons.
Yeah, there was one. That they said she was bleeding up, you know, high on her chest, and that's just called a high period. Mm-hmm. That's what they call it now.
Yeah,
it's been diagnosed.
They call it a semicolon.
Yeah.
So Saint Padre Pio was. He was.
Men have a colon. Men have a semicolon.
He joined the Capuchin Franciscans. In 1903, he was ordained as a priest in 1910.
That's when he played bass.
But. Yeah. On August 5th of 1918, he had a vision where he felt himself pierced with a lance, and the wound allegedly, according to him, stayed there. On September 20th, just about a month later, he was doing Thanksgiving after a mass, and he got the wounds.
What is doing Thanksgiving? I read that too. Yeah.
I get. I don't know. Passing
doing Thanksgiving.
Crackers.
Fucking a turkey.
Sounds like he got stuffed. He stuffed the turkey. Yeah, because he got pierced and felt some pain.
One of the things too, like it said, and it kept coming up that you know, some people get it in their hands, their wrists, or they get the crown of thorns, whatever. Mm-hmm. Some people get all five symptoms, but it said that the ones that get it in their side, it's usually fatal.
So I didn't see that.
Yeah, the side one is usually fatal. So anybody who gets it in their side,
they're not faking.
They're dying. Yeah. Right. Well, they're dying. So something's happening. And that's what makes me think like it's some sort of ailment. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
It's just unexplained.
Yeah. So this guy, Pio, ends up
Element of Pio.
Element of Pio. He gets the wounds in his hands and feet, and then allegedly every day he lost about a cup of blood.
That's a lot of blood.
But the wounds never closed or festered over, and a sweet odor emanated from the wounds, not the smell of blood.
Mm.
So that's
there's like a flowery smell that goes along with it.
I'm calling period too, man.
But is that not the plague? The fucking ashes, we all fall down, ring around the rosy. Fucking
was there a scent with that?
Yeah. That's the ring around the rosy. It smelled it smelled like rosies or whatever. Roses. Yeah. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. Like,
yeah, but he doesn't die of that. He lives a long fucking life.
I don't know.
No, he did. He lived a long life.
There was some call of like trickery, allegedly.
I wasn't saying he had black plague. I'm saying like something could go along with that, like where it is an ailment. You know what I mean?
Symptom.
Yeah.
No, someone with him like had requested carbolic acid or something. They were alleged that maybe he was burning his own hand.
Yeah, it gets into that. One of the reasons this case is highly studied is because it was modern enough that people were like calling bullshit, and it was sort of a media event and people were looking into it. The church was interested
in it. Actual physicians, people x-rayed his hands.
So a doctor named Giorgio Festa, not Fiesta, but we'll just call him Fiesta.
Yeah,
Dr. Fiesta.
Hey, you just go with the first one.
Yeah. Dr. Fiesta examined him in 1920 and then in 1925. And he said that the skin is perfectly normal and does not show any sign of edema, penetration, or redness, even when examined by a magnifying glass.
Like, honestly, man, like if you get a fucking splinter or cut your fucking hand, like while you're building a garden box, shit's going to turn red and get swollen. So even if you're going to get, I don't know what carbonic acid does, but even if you're making this, like self-inflicting that, like in those times, before antibiotics and whatnot, it's kind of hard to
sustain
a long period wound not get infected.
So, and he had this stuff for decades because
I think he said he had visions at age five.
But the stigmata allegedly lasted for decades because those original tests were done in 1925. In 1954, a completely different doctor took x-rays of his hands and wrists to see if there were any abnormalities in the bone structure, and there weren't. A completely different doctor who was his doctor from 56 to 68 did blood tests on him.
That would be an inconvenience. Yes. You know what I mean? Like you're just out getting a coffee and you just start fucking bleeding
everywhere.
Like, excuse me, sir, there's blood coming from your trousers. And he's like, oh, there sure is. I must get home and put some gauze on it.
It's the Lord's love.
Yeah.
So
Lord's love.
It's the Lord's blood. Let's take communion. Here's a cracker.
We do these stigmatas not because they're easy, because they're hard.
Yeah.
It was the right time period.
Yeah, it was. So he said that he had requested carbolic acid for sterilization because you got to keep those crosses disease free. I don't fucking know what he's doing with those crosses.
This guy's sponsored by Neosporin.
But historians were thinking that he might have been using it to burn the skin to make the wounds appear The founder,
but they would heal naturally. So this is the thing, like that. That's what I was going to mention. They're the real supposed real stigmata cases. The wounds happen on their own, and they heal on their own just like immediately. Like, right. So like it would be one day they're bleeding out and the next day it's fucking healed. Nothing wrong.
Right.
The fake ones, they heal naturally. So it could take a week, 2 weeks, right, a month, right. You know, depending like on
normally for
just a normal.
Well, allegedly though, who's making the rule for stigmata? Maybe some of them fucking heal naturally.
You're right.
That's, you know, true. What I mean?
You're like, right. Yeah. But I think there would be some sort of, I hate to be the fucking bearer of negativity, but, or the, you know, gooch bear of fucking Fireland, whatever.
Bear of Fireland. And you know, like, I hate to be like the bearer of like, yeah, like, hey, bad news and stuff.
Yeah, the bad news bear, man.
But like, your hands are infected.
No, I think there would be some sort of.
Thank you, Dr. Fiesta. Yeah.
Hey, man, like, I'm Dr. Fiesta. And like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like, your hands are fucked up and shit. So,
I hate
like,
to be the bearer of Goochland. Yeah.
They're bloody and shit.
You got
fool.
The blood.
Like, if that was your Gucci, it would be a problem. You yeah. Know? It looks but like someone put carbolic acid on your hands, fool. It's not even healing and shit. It smells like roses. What the fuck happened?
Thank you, Dr. Fiesta.
Hey, man, no problem. You know, having friends over for tequila later. If you want to come by, man, it's like a real fiesta.
Actually, the tequila might do some antibiotic properties on those hands, sir.
Actually, man, we're having a party at the Pops, dude. You could come by.
The Pops.
Don't mention that fucking stigmata shit. It pisses them off, though, man. Yeah. Real fucking peacocking over there with your fucking stigmata shit.
Now
man.
You sound like Adam Sandler.
It mixes. It's in and out of there. Yeah. I call it cheat Sandler. Yeah, it dips
in there. So this element of P.O., the founder of Milan's Catholic University of the Sacred Heart, a guy named Agostino Gemelli, examined P.O. when he was alive and said he called bullshit on it and actually called him, quote, a self-mutilating psychopath.
Yeah, he's like, it's just fake. Forget about
that,
it.
Yeah, and that guy's real trustworthy. His actual name was Angus Jamal.
Yeah.
But he wanted to sound fucking smart.
That's right. But... So he ended up getting a huge following. he died in 60, what did I say?
68.
61 star review. And in 2002, Pope John Paul II ended up canonizing him and making him a saint. And he never confessed that anything was faked. Questions of his honesty surfaced while he was still alive, because at one point, he died in 1968. And historians have looked at some of his writings about his personal experiences, the visions he had when he was a child, that what he experienced, what made the stigmata appear. And apparently it was like word for word out of accounts from an earlier stigmatic named Gemma Galgani.
Right.
So basically everybody was saying he was plagiarizing, but then people of faith were saying,
it's
no,
the same event.
It's they had the like, same it was symptoms. Holy words that came down to both of them.
They called him out on it. And he was like, basically like, I have no idea how something could be so verbatim. Like, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Like plagiarism. It's a miracle.
Yeah. My students are going to try that this semester.
Hey guys,
you plagiarized miracle, bitch.
You guys can get my book on Amazon right now. It's called Chama New Mexico. Actually, it's a 3-part series. Check it out. So it might sound just like another book, but I can assure you it's not. It says my name on the cover.
Mine's Lama. It is, Lama New Mexico.
And if there is a different one out there, it must be a miracle.
Right.
So.
And then another big case was a woman named St. Catherine of Siena, who also got, she was 14th century Dominican. She was a tertiary for the church.
Whatever that is.
A tertiary.
No idea. But she ended up getting the wounds of Christ. And
she petitioned God
to make them invisible.
She stood outside of the market and with one of those clipboards, and she needed everyone to sign.
Are you registered to vote?
Yeah. She's like, excuse me, we'd like to sign a petition. I'm petitioning God to get rid of my stigmata.
So,
you know, like what I was thinking just right now, like the other guy died, P.O. died in 1968, mm-hmm. right? The first reported case of Assisi was in
12.
Yeah, like in between 1186 and 1212 or 1226 when he died. Like no other cases were reported before that.
No.
And that's 1186 years this guy was born after Christ. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you would think
it would have been happening the whole time.
Yeah, like maybe a
nobody
year
loved
after
Jesus
people,
heart.
I guess he's gonna have a
nobody
heart
qualified.
On his, fuck. Yeah.
I think Assisi just like got high enough level to unlock
so,
it.
So Yeah, and Assisi, there was there's some weird shit with that guy too, because he wasn't like, he didn't even believe in God. He was a wealthy man, and then he turns to God and becomes the first stigmatic. Like, it's like a weird, there's a weird things mm-hmm. about it. And then all of a sudden after that scenario, all these things are recorded, you know?
I think I've ate some mushrooms. Yeah. He was starving in the forest. He was like, fuck it. I'm eating that mushroom.
I need that mushroom.
You see the size of that angel?
Yeah. That's six wings, man.
You see the size of that angel?
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I mean, I hate to be, hate to put a stigma on this thing, but it's just, I don't know. Like, there's been nothing in all of these cases. Like, I read there's a shit ton of them. You know what I mean? Throughout the years, there's been a shit ton from every century.
Right.
And there's been like nothing that's like, oh wow, that's kind of crazy. Like,
so, but that's that she petitions God to get rid of
St. Catherine. Yeah.
Yeah. So that they will be invisible, but that way.
So she still feels the suffering. Yeah,
she doesn't want to have a cult following or something. Right.
Right. That was her justification.
And these are all hearsay.
So then she just says, I still feel it. It hurts real bad.
Yeah, I'm still,
that's how I like my stigmata, man.
I'm bleeding on the outside, on the inside.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm bleeding into this tampon. That's all it
is. And I think she might have been the first one who allegedly survived only on communion wine and communion wafers.
Well, that's why she's bleeding. She probably has a fucking ulcer or something.
Yeah. You can't live on Ritz crackers and grape juice.
Yeah, and she's fucking anemic because all she eats is fucking crackers and wine.
Yeah.
I'm sure all her teeth fell out too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I don't know. So the Catholic Church obviously supports the idea of stigmatics and stigmatism, but
I read they only approved like three.
Yeah.
Like there's not very many three legit cases that they're like, yeah,
they do say it exists, but they say that most cases are false.
But do we believe the Catholic Church? I mean, like, are we on board with what they say?
But
what's their qualification or accreditation like to actually say that was real? Like, you know, the Pope was like, yeah, man, God told me that guy's telling the truth.
I guess it's like
exorcism. I already called bullshit on that.
Like, yeah, I guess it's like exorcism. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
Like, what's their qualification to say, like, you have a demon inside of you as opposed to...
Well, part of it, like, there's a website called catholiceducation.org, mm-hmm. and they have a whole discussion...
Shit's in my favorites.
...of the... of a discussion between a genuine stigmata and a fake stigmata. So like they're actively saying, yeah, this happens all the time, but for the most part it's fake. And they say kind of what Brad was saying earlier, even though it's fake, it might not be that this person is intentionally fraudulent. They might be doing this to themselves psychologically. Right. They might be doing this to themselves physically, but not knowing it.
Yeah.
Like they're,
or their friends passion, doing it to them. Like, right, it's like instead of the warm water, your hand in the warm water, well, at night, like they're cutting holes in your
acid,
hand.
Yeah.
They've seen that, like PTSD. There's research done that people do like unconscious, like mutilation.
Right,
they don't know they're doing it.
Exactly. And they account for that and say, that's probably what most cases are. They might be self-mutilating, but they're completely unaware of it.
You have to think about people. You see like some dude walking the street, just fucking crazy out of his fucking gourd. You know what I mean? That guy could scratch his hands until they bled and have no idea he fucking did it. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
And there's some cases where
there's a spectrum of people.
And like, yeah, there's some cases that were said that they don't have them all the time, but it would show up. Like there's one case where her wounds would come up during Easter. You know what I mean? Like they would just every Easter she would have wounds. Like,
I've had diarrhea since the Easter.
Yeah.
So no, that CatholicEducation.org has a whole list of what's genuine versus what's false. And then there's another website.
Two things though. Poe, when he fucking died, his stigmata shit went away. Like his hands were clean, no scars or anything. And then that Catherine, when she died, her stigmata reappeared.
Oh,
that's a fucking neat trick though.
Yeah, there's some weird,
homie's like, oh, I died. Shit, I can't put the carbonic acid on my hand or whatever, you know? But he would have to like know he was dying to prep for that. And then how the fuck, like she would have to have someone be like, oh, she died. We should go ahead and take advantage of that.
Let's go poke holes in her.
Let's go poke holes in her hand.
Well, and there might've been like somebody, there could be motive behind that. You know what I mean? To get belief and whatnot. But a lot of these cases too, they're so far back and it's like he said, or she said, or whatever. It's all just hearsay about what that person told somebody, you know, like Brent yesterday, I was bleeding out of my ass. I had too much El Yucateco.
Like,
that's fucking stigmata. I'm like, oh, okay.
Brit Mata.
Techo Mata.
You think in the future you'd be able to pick out your Stigmata? Like maybe. You could choose a scent.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Triple X. New car?
Mine's Hawaiian Breeze.
I'm going to go. I like Hawaiian Breeze. That's what I'm in my car. So yeah,
I'm doing a new car.
New car.
I like Pina Colada too. That's like, that'd be mine. My Stigmata. My Stigmata smells like Pina Colada.
My Stigmata smells like Pina Colada. My Stigmata
smells like Pina Colada.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So yeah, so the genuine versus the false, they say that the genuine is only in the places that the wounds of God happen. So they're one of the ones that say the whipping isn't legit for whatever reason.
Jesus was whipped though.
I know. They say that a genuine stigmata.
And that's the hardest one to fake.
Right.
And how do they know? Yeah, like what are you doing to your back?
Yeah.
Like your roommate has to be doing it.
OJ, when I was going to run into a knife and shit.
That's true.
Knows.
That's true. the genuine.
Hold on. What do you do for the whips? How do you get those? Like you're going to.
Oh, you can cat a nine tails your back. You can
cat that's true.
But they would be at a certain angle though. Yeah, like you got, how would you, could you devise a machine?
Maybe I'm already into that shit and I got somebody.
Like a Phoenix machine?
Me. Yeah, yeah.
What's a Phoenix machine?
Oh.
I'm excited.
You might look that up.
I got to look it up. You're not going to tell me?
I don't know.
Come on, it's entertainment, man. Let's do this.
It's a dildo machine. Like they fucking, it's a machine that fucks a woman.
Oh, it's a dildo machine?
Like the fucking like saws off fucking Phoenix machine.
Offset.
Yeah, exactly.
I know how the mechanism works. I don't know what the experience
is. You just don't ever look back. Yeah. You have one, but you don't look back at it.
I'm very uncomfortable by the hand motions both of you made in those descriptions.
I looked like I was delivering a baby.
That was very awkward.
Never look back. That's how you turn to a pillar. Sodom and Gomorrah. Gina Corbett looks back. She can't even. It's tough for her to drive. She had to take a rearview mirror out, man.
Yeah.
All that butt sex. She looks in the rearview mirror. She's technically looking back.
Yeah. She's going
to turn
into
a pillar of salt.
Yeah, we're going to have to call her Morton's.
There'd be a fucking 85 Chevy small block pickup with a pillar of salt in the front seat, man.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, she'll never make it to KC.
Nope.
Yeah.
So genuine stigmata has clean, pure blood that doesn't spoil. It happens on holy days. They'll often bleed great amounts of blood without the person suffering any harm from the great amounts of blood.
The other thing too is it was saying that there were cases where people had a different blood type bleeding out of them.
I didn't see that. That's
you
fancy.
Bled a different blood.
What blood type was Jesus?
I don't know.
He was on the
type J.
He donated.
He was type J.
He had a bracelet and shit. Yeah.
He was type H.
He was a 1,000 gallon club. No one could beat that. Oh.
No, that'd be like a 1,000,000 gallon
He's
club
known for years.
Yeah, he has. And then, but they have a whole list, but there's another
3 gallons is a lot. 1,000 gallons is still beating everyone by a lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard people were drinking his blood on the cross and stuff. Like
you heard that?
Yeah.
That's a rumor around school, man. Vampire. Everyone's been saying people were drinking blood at the crucifixion.
Yeah. Well, no, it was like dripping off and people are like trying to, you know, just be up under it.
All the cool kids
like a drip pan.
It. Yeah.
Like they had their kid as a drip pan for Jesus's blood.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's another website called Aledia, it's
Aledia.org,
and it's a whole Catholic thing, but they have a list of 12 signs of a true stigmatic. Again, this sort of Catholic angle,
a 12 going step program,
and it is a 12 step program. And we've talked about most of these things,
that'd be a
same places
skit.
As the five,
that'd be
wounds.
Like the stigmata recovery program where you have the 12 steps of stigmata. Everybody shows up, like the guy gets kicked out right away, like Tom. We saw you do that when you walked in.
You were burning your hands with cigarettes, Tom.
We smell the carbon.
It's like a documentary
acid.
Type show, and they show him out in the flower bed. He's like fucking himself up. It's like the office.
We smell the peanut oil on you. You burned
that
yourself.
Is not the odor of sanctity. Yeah. Right. That's a brute cologne.
You are an abomination.
Yeah. Get out of here, Tom.
So five wounds of Christ. They all appear at the same time.
No, they don't. They don't necessarily have to.
Well, no, these are 12 signs of a true stigma,
according
to this website. They appear spontaneously. They can't be explained by natural causes. They don't deteriorate. They don't give off a bad smell. They don't become infected, which is odd because you have a fucking open festering wound, but it never becomes infected. They bleed daily and profusely. They remain unchanged despite treatment. In other words, you can't make them better or worse. They cause a significant modification to the bodily tissues. They don't don't close perfectly and instantaneously, and they're accompanied by intense physical and moral suffering. So those are the 12 signs according to this website.
Basically, if I stabbed you, like you would have a stigmata.
Only if it happens spontaneously.
Well, it'd be spontaneous because I wouldn't be thinking about it. I'm like, surprise stabbing. Kind of like OJ.
When you go to the stigmata meetings, they put Neosporin on there. That's the fucking test, man.
It is.
Because you can't trick Neosporin, man.
No, you can't.
You put that shit on there, it's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you heal tomorrow.
It scabs up.
Yeah, right, it's right. Fucking done, yeah. Tomorrow.
Just pour peroxide on the stigmata. If it fizzes.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
It's
that's
got
it.
Infection.
That's it. Yeah. So my favorite thing about this website, though, is that I run an ad blocker on my computer. And when I got in here, kept popping up. That asked me
CatholicMingle.com.
Basically, no, if they it kept saying, like, because I'll get this a lot of times when I'm doing research for the show and I get into different news articles and so forth. A thing pops up that says, "We notice you're using an ad blocker. We get our revenue from ads. Please disable it if you want to continue to the content." And some of them will say, "It'd be nice if you disable it, but if not, you can still continue to the content."
This one, no.
This one said, "Please disable it because that's how we make our money." But the whole ad blocker message was this weird cartoon picture of the Pope watering a plant. And I just thought that was really fucking weird.
Now you're fucking, you just got,
that's how they're slowly. Yeah. It's like the gateway Catholic drug.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just watering a plant, man. It's innocent. He's not touching no boys. He just, he just tended to his plant.
He's just, yeah.
Look, man.
And then pretty soon, like you keep seeing the same image over and over and they keep changing it slightly. And pretty soon he's just fucking hunched over a kid. And you're like, yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that's
that.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. They slip it in. Like he's been,
he's putting the water
bent over.
He's putting the watering fucking spout in the kid's ass. Like
pretty soon there's the boys standing next to him.
Yeah.
And he's
just
like,
by little.
They're both watering the plant.
Yeah.
But the problem is that
what
whole
are they doing?
That whole scenario revolves around you going to the site a lot with an ad blocker up.
That's not water.
Okay. So anyway, those are the 12 signs. The part of the discussion that I found interesting was the people like skeptics who are looking at the cases, because there's tons and tons of cases, right? Like I said, the Catholic Church has looked at over 400 cases and skeptics look at the cases as well. And a lot of them, the skeptics and the doctors and the Catholic Church and so forth, at the time, the Catholic Church will have ruled on several of the cases like this is not fraud. This person isn't intentionally trying to fool anybody. But it also is not the grace of God and it's not actually stigmata. Right. So the Catholic Church has this weird line that blends towards this idea of psychoses, this idea that someone's religious fervor is so strong that they're either self-mutilating and don't realize it, or their mind is simply making them bleed from their eyes or making some bizarre, you know, bodily event happen, but they're still open to the possibility and their investigations have looked into things and said, you know, we're pretty confident this is not someone fucking around, but we don't think this is the gift from God or something. Because I think the only three that they've fully acknowledged were all three people who have been sainted, because that's obviously a big miracle. You only need three miracles.
I don't know. That sounds like a Christmas movie.
I think you need three miracles.
Yeah.
And most of them
think
are
about
like most of them are bullshit miracles.
What's the name of the Scrooge movie?
Scrooge?
The actual or the play. No, well, that's the movie. That's
A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol. Thank you. It doesn't match that. Christmas Carol sounds like it's just going to be, what's the one every time a bell rings an angel gets, that's Christmas on 34th Street.
Is it?
Yeah.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That was Gollum.
You can't get that off from here. You can't get that, my precious.
See?
How do you pray in ecstasy, for the record? Like
that's masturbation.
That's what I'm thinking of.
It's just late night in a club.
Praying
and you're on ecstasy and you're just praying to God you make it home.
You have a Lordgasm?
That's when you wake up.
I remember my first Lordgasm. Yeah. I called it the first coming. Second coming hasn't
happened. This is the coming of the body of Christ.
Second coming
right here.
Of my Lordgasm. Yeah.
Oh, the Lordgasm has risen.
Did I mention that we should have put a religious disclaimer at the beginning?
We might should have though.
Hey, if you're
we're fucking offensive.
Just because you're on ecstasy don't mean you don't love Jesus, man.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, it's not
that
your
is,
fault.
That
you start
is
praying
true.
When you're on ecstasy, everything feels good, including praying. You'll have a Lordgasm. There's
how many cherub toes can you fit up that butt? That's the question.
How many cherub feet? How many cherub feet can you fit in your ass?
It's a Jesus loving tool, man. It's like an amplifier for Jesus. It's like putting a distortion pedal on your love for God.
Yeah, so it's DMT.
I'm going to do DMT. I'm going to do mushrooms too. I actually have mushrooms and I can get DMT. I just need the arena. I need the right environment and the babysitter.
Yeah, you could do it.
I just don't want anyone to have to babysit me.
Babysitter. Your kids are 20 and 23.
They're not. They're 14 and 9.
That's old enough to watch themselves, sir.
I think that I don't want to put the responsibility of someone to have to babysit me and deal with me for 6 hours. And I also don't know who I trust to not manipulate me for 6 hours.
Yeah, to not put a banana up.
Yeah. They're just filming me.
I could do it. How fast, is DMT
that one's 15
metabolized?
Minutes. Yeah, you could do that. That's
a lunchtime status.
Oh, it's gone, and I don't care. Oh, so we could
no,
do this.
No, me.
No, I think it's fucking gone. We'll look into it, but I think it's gone.
Yeah, if that's the case, then
the half-life is nothing.
If the half-life's like fucking an hour or fucking even a day
or something, yeah.
Even a day, yeah, I'm good.
I'll get it. I'll get it, but you have to listen to the Terrence McKenna, I'm sorry. The Terrence McKenna speech where he talks about breaking through the chrysanthemum? How do you say the flower?
Chrysanthemum.
It's fucking like, you got to be bold.
Maybe that's what the Pope was watering.
You have to like take a hit and then you feel like the world fucking changed and you take another hit and then you're like, oh my fucking God. Because the thing is like, you're still entirely coherent and present during a DMT trip, allegedly. But then you take like another hit and it's like, okay, here, you're at the fucking gate. You're about to walk through this fucking crazy shit, but you have anxiety. You're fucking scared. You're like, I just did a bunch of this shit. You have to take like one more hit when you feel like no fucking way am I taking another hit. And then you blast off into some weird alien realm and get to talk to elves.
I don't know, man. That really feels like my blunt laced with PHP.
I mean,
PCP.
It might be
PHP.
Similar.
It had fucking had web code in it. That shit's crazy.
Actually, there's a theory. They found web code written in the universe.
I had a blunt laced with PHP.
Yeah.
That shit was fucking nuts. It was like remember the old guest books you'd put on website? It was a code for that in my fucking blunt.
It made me dream in binary.
I've been watching a fucking mushroom documentaries all week until I was like, okay, I have to study our shit. I got to quit watching mushroom documentaries. Really, I'm into it, man. I like it. I want to do it. I want some more of it.
I'm hoping that they were just like, for my own personal weird sake, I hope there were just like boring documentaries about regular mushrooms.
No, there is one that makes you think like, oh, it's going to be this. And it's some old British man that just fucking loves mushrooms. Like, Anthracosis sancora. I found another specimen. Look it. And he's like classifying fucking genus and species. And he's a mycologist. But yeah, no, I wanted the magic. I watched Vice. Like they're going the fucking deep into the fucking like South American jungle or some shit and find some shaman and grab the mushrooms at the trip. I'm going to do it, man. What are you reading over there?
Oh, nothing. Just to sum up, there's only one means of proving scientifically that the imagination that is auto-suggestion may produce stigmata instead of hypothesis analogous to fact. In natural order must be produced, namely wounds produced apart from the religious area. This had not been done.
Some people think 10 seconds of the accent's a lot, but Brad thinks 30 seconds is acceptable. You know, that's a lot of fucking accent.
How much have you drunk?
I had like a little bit, man. Mm-hmm. Don't use the word drunk around me.
He says that every week.
Yeah.
I didn't drink at all, actually.
Lies.
But again, much like Bigfoot, people to this day keep claiming stigmata happens and there's no fucking cell phone footage.
Right.
There's no, it's like, really? Like fucking stigmata shit's going on and no one's caught it on film.
Yeah.
Like,
that's because stigmata is blurry by nature, man.
Oh,
yeah. Right. And it doesn't want you to catch it on its bad side.
That's my rap group, yeah. Blurry by Nature. We sing about Bigfoot and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's a good name. It's a good name for it. So I don't know. I believe that there are cases that the skeptics, the church, the scientists all scratch their head about and look at and say, wow, I really can't explain this one. But even like I said, at the end of the day, the Catholic Church, who should be the one backing them up and saying, yeah, this is stigmata, they look at those cases and they're like, nope, not stigmata.
Right.
So I mean, that's the same way with like alien abduction and UFO sightings. It's the same way. Like you're like, well, there's 1,000,000,000,000 of them that have been dismissed, but there's these 12 that are fucking kind of head scratchers, but there's still no absolute positive proof that that's happening. So this is in the same area, I would say, with that. I honestly don't believe, and I've been saying this from the beginning, I couldn't hold it back because I couldn't go along with it.
Right.
And I mean, I think we all showed that it's kind of like we think it's bullshit, but I don't know.
It'd be cool.
Who knows?
If you had a 7 billion people control group, if you could take 7 billion babies and raise them on another planet where Jesus doesn't exist and see if there's any cases of stigmata over the next 3,000 years.
Yeah, and that's where my point was with before, you know, that the first case, that guy was born before that, there was nothing. And then all of a sudden, once somebody does it, it just becomes a copycat thing over the years, you know? Well,
I mean, there has to be an origin.
Yeah.
Something has to happen for the first time.
Yeah. You're right. No, yeah. I'm not saying that that's an absolute, but it just seems kind of odd, you know, that 1200 years after Christ is dead, it that was shows the
first
up.
Hashtag right. Me too.
Unless, yeah, unless 12, you know, when it happened, you know, 1212 or whatever has some significant meaning with Christ or something, you know what I mean? Or maybe that's when Christ came back and we're all fucked still. Maybe. Like everybody else is like fucked.
This was all after the fall.
If you hadn't heard, Christ came back last year.
Yeah.
So if you're still here, you're fucked.
I'm fucked.
Yep.
I like it. I'm home. So I came, this is how crazy I am. So, and this is why I don't do drugs. Story.
This is how crazy I am and why I don't do drugs.
This is why I don't do drugs. Because I don't really drink.
I killed a gypsy and took her clothes. Yeah.
So when I was burying this hooker, I thought about it, you know, and it got really weird for me because I don't believe that there is any higher power.
Right.
That's just what I believe. I may be convinced otherwise later on. I don't know. But until then, this is how I figure.
Right, right.
But if I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Satan, Lucifer.
I love Satan, your Satan, man.
And land.
He's the evilest saint you know, man. Yeah. Satan.
He was a saint.
That's when saints Lucifer, go out on the town.
Yeah.
Let's go on Satan. The town Satan all night.
We're going to Satan.
Man, I've been up all night Satan.
That's what people do in New Orleans. They go Satan. Yeah, but you know, Lucifer was an angel. He was in heaven. He was cast down from heaven, right? And he created
hell. The brightest angel.
He was the brightest angel. He's great. He had the most beautifulest voice, right?
Amazing hair.
Amazing hair. It was like fucking, like, what's his name? John Stamos? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he had that Stamosly young look. And he was cast from heaven. He created hell, supposedly, right? So my thinking was that I can get in. And then I can get, when I go there, I just stop and I say, no, I'm creating Funland. So like I make my own place for people to go. It's called Funland.
I don't think it's like that. I think it's more like at the airport and TSA.
I don't think
you get to go like, hey man, I'm making a new rule. I'm bringing this shit.
Well,
with
how
me.
Did, this is the thing. How did somebody get cast out of heaven into a place that they're the boss of? That's really weird. Like you would think that an almighty God would put him in
real,
a place of hell.
A story.
Well, I'm just saying, like, think of what if it is real though?
It could be though. That's
so I want to make Funland. I'm going to tell God, I'm saying, no, look, I'm going to, you cast me out. I'm going to Funland. I'm not going to hell. You can't tell me what to do.
Right.
I am the boss of Funland.
Right.
Give me a lot of hot chicks there.
Yeah.
If you want to come to Funland.
Yeah. That was a bad, it was a bad call for Lucifer.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have made Funland, but instead he made hell.
He made hell.
Yeah. So
bad call.
I like philosophize myself back and forth with like, oh, that wouldn't be fair. You know, why, like when you think about, and then I go, if someone's all fucking powerful, it could be bronies on Monday and fucking peanut butter on Tuesday. And you have to fucking love Galaga or you're not getting into my fucking club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're the one.
And if
I'm
the
all
powerful and I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm putting you in the fucking fiery pit because you didn't love Galaga like I wanted. And like, I don't like Galaga.
That's pretty much what it is.
Doesn't matter, man. I'm God.
That's pretty much what it is.
I'm the God of Galaga and you have to fucking love it. You know what I mean? That's literally how we feel sometimes. We're like, well, I don't want to fucking do that. I don't really like love this Jesus guy. That's fucking weird to me. You know, I'm not like praying in ecstasy and having a Lordgasm over here like you are.
Oh, I am.
You know what I mean? I'm not even a fan of Ritz-Cracker.
That's my new thing.
And my Sundays, I record the podcast. I can't go hang out with you guys. That fucking crazy singing house.
Crazy singing house.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't even own a tie.
I don't like touching boys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just not in the group.
I don't
know
enough clothes that would negate an entire church outfit. I can't fucking do it, man. Can I show up in shorts and sandals and you won't judge me? We can listen to some Lynyrd Skynyrd instead.
They'll say that, but they'll judge you.
They'll
say that. They say they won't.
I can't bring my boombox and my sandals and listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know, they would judge me. They would look at me.
That's true.
They would.
They'd say, this is a house of hired learning.
Hired learning.
You're not even allowed.
I'd say, regardless of where I am, if someone showed up with a boombox and shorts playing Lynyrd Skynyrd,
I'm not okay with it.
Probably judge them.
Yeah.
You don't know how to party, man.
Yeah.
You know what I say to you, man? I'm sorry.
Welcome to the show, Brent Johnson. He's here, number 82.
Oh man, I got to break out of that character.
Two holes on a squiggly dick.
Yeah, that's right. There's a meme for that, and it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, it didn't make any sense when it was said. No, so how could a meme make sense?
I think it makes perfect sense.
I do too.
You got some thank yous, Dave?
Yeah, I have one thank you in specific for Lucy Robitussin. Mm-hmm. Who sent us a pretty awesome gift in the mail. It included some local crazy peanut butter for Brent. It included, what's it made? A ceramic?
Ceramic wombat.
Oh, for me.
That was Brad, yeah.
And then it included a really cool onesie for Vaughn. For me, plus another gift that will go.
Yeah, there's another gift.
It's kind of cool because I mentioned the wombat thing, and you can't find wombat stuff. And now I have wombat pillows. Yeah. And I have a fucking wombat. Yeah, it's like fucking, it's happening. I'll get a real wombat.
And I love peanut butter. If you have some specialty peanut butter, if it's sealed, I'm not going to probably say no to that.
It's funny.
If I see a hypodermic hole in the top of that fucking
hypodermic needle, you're going to use it.
Still in character.
I will scoop that part out.
Brent Johnson never left. He's here.
Peel that back.
It's funny you mentioned Lucy Robinson because I have her on my shout outs too. So Lucy Robinson,
AKA Jennifer, Lucy Diamond.
Yeah, Jennifer Van Willy Wonka, Andrea Shabbat, and Kevin Ickes. Andrea Shabbat. Right near the bitch. Kevin Ickes, who are all engaging on Patreon. So we're posting stuff on Patreon. They're commenting and liking and whatnot. There's other people too.
I know I try to go live on there on those nights and try to rally the fucking troops, but
yeah. Lee Cedar, Lexi Ray, Judy McConkey, thought I forgot about you, but who can forget about the wonderful blowjobs you give? Mm-hmm. I know I can't.
Yeah.
So,
and I want to,
that's a sex move. The McConkey. They said,
I want to make it, I want to keep it really real here for a second. I really want to thank everybody who donated to the GoFundMe fund for my brother's family. I forgot to mention it last episode, but a lot of you guys stepped up. I've gotten a lot of really good support in the group, in my inbox. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate Andrea Chabot for helping to run the GoFundMe page.
She jumped on our Wikipedia train too. So extra thank you. Yeah, she's actually on that team now.
So it is, if anybody's curious, all of the money is going to my brother's family. As you guys know, we were recording a couple of weeks ago when I got the phone call that he had died and he actually shot himself. I didn't really talk about the circumstances around his death in the group or anything, but it was
And we didn't either. That's your information to tell. So
if you still wanted to give so that we can get the money to his widow and his kids, it's gofundme.com/skdave. Anything you can give, $1 to $1 million is awesome. And it all goes to a really good cause. And I really do, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate the support I've gotten from the group. It's been pretty overwhelming on some pretty dark days. I'd see some cool shit that you guys posted. So really legit. Thank you. And if you're listening to this and it's like a year later, if it's like the year 2019 and it's too late to give money and you feel really bad about this right now, then fucking send us a bottle of whiskey.
There you go.
So. Yeah. And it's amazing. It's amazing what the fans get together and do for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, sending Gaysadia from Germany to Chicago to meet us. Dope. That wasn't cheap, and she got a lot of money and was able to have a wonderful time. And that was all due to the Facebook group.
And they bailed Rob Gomez out of jail.
Yeah.
That was huge.
If
his wife had found out, that could ruin a marriage.
That's right.
She's listening right now.
She doesn't listen. Actually, we're in the safe zone. She doesn't listen. That's how they're able to save him. You know what I mean? Tranny prostitution.
Maybe I shouldn't have messaged.
Is risky business. That's some Eddie Murphy shit, Rob. Don't do that, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna get caught.
Lesson learned. Stop.
Hindsight's 20/20, buddy.
You gotta stop.
Yeah.
Pillar of salt.
Yeah. Are we still talking shit about what's his name? Fucking Eddie Lashley,
man, that guy's piece of shit. Super shout out,
yeah,
dude. Your fan of the fucking month is in tears right now. I told him he got a shout out in the middle of the show when you told me his Instagram.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wish we knew his real name. Fuck, I should ask him his real name.
You're on the fucking Instagram.
He's not gonna answer me this quick, but here, I'll say it if you're talking.
Maybe we can get it for the live episode.
Yeah, so we'll see. But anyways, yeah, Mr. Red Cross. It seems like it should say Red Cross, but he just said he's literally in tears. No fucking homo. It comes when you need it most.
I told you he's in a dark time. So
yeah,
everybody's got problems, and you know, if something, one of the things I appreciate is people reach out to me and something I said, really touched them, because most of the time I'm dicking around, I'm having fun, you know, nothing's really serious. But you know, when the time matters, you know, and things that we say actually help people out.
Better something touch them that you said than they say something about you touching them.
Exactly.
Shit could go wrong the other way, man.
So no, it's really appreciated because it makes me feel like we're actually doing something. You know what I mean? Most times I get hate mail, you know what I mean? Or somebody talking shit, you know? So, you know, but when somebody says, hey, you really helped me through this, or your podcast really got me through this dark time, you know, like that. I mean, that's what makes us keep doing this, you know, like, and it's a fucking good feeling to have.
It is.
So like right now I'm ignoring my daughter's phone call for you guys.
That's a fancy ass watch that you can even do that, man. Yeah. All right. I just want to give a couple of shout outs real quick. I started listening to Breakers podcast again at the gym, and I listened to, Just the Worst podcast about horse sex, man. That one will blow your mind. You should check it out. It's good stuff. Also, same shout out, as the last episode. We're not sure yet. That's Liz and her friend. Time has passed. I still haven't listened to anything but episode one, but I was impressed. Sound quality is great, which is the first hurdle, and they seem like they're well-researched. So check out We're Not Sure Yet, and it's on iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. So if you have Podcast Addict, if you just Google it and click on the iTunes link, it will add the RSS feed, because it did for me. Also, thank you, listen to Life Bites podcast, and who else is there? There's another fucking podcast. Breakers. What's your JM? What?
Oh, Changing Hearts and Minds.
Changing Hearts and Minds.
Jeff Adamek.
Yeah.
Yes. Check them out.
Ectoplasm podcast. At this point, we're going to be in Kansas City.
Jenna Corbett. I should have kept the Kansas City thing. Yeah.
Yeah. In the
KCPodCon.com. You can check it out. You can get tickets to go to whatever. I don't know. I didn't know that there was tickets, but apparently there is.
I think they're talking about some tickets to the other
con thing. Okay. Well, it's free. We're going to be there hanging out. Me and Brent. Yeah. Dave can't go, unfortunately, but he'll be there in spirit. We might have a cardboard cut out of him with the crotch cut out, and you can do what you want with it.
He's got toilet paper blockage, man.
Yeah. So Casey, and this is Friday. We're actually leaving tomorrow morning to go. So if you're hearing this, just scared Brent. Brent doesn't know what to do.
I know. I'm scared. Something's going to go wrong, man. TSA.
Yeah. Me and you are getting in that, the Mile Club?
The Mile High Club. All right, man.
Me and you together.
Let's do early. Let's do like the 18,000.
We should just, like, we're setting in coach. We'll just pitch up a tent, like just blankets, and just fucking go at it.
This tent's a rockin'. Don't come knocking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, could we do something to where like we do that and like people think we're doing something when they pull the blanket off? We're doing something.
Not, we're just building.
No, we're Legos. Doing something else. Yeah. It's like not even like
episode of three
related. Company. Like they pull the thing off and we're like,
get it in.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You might have to put some lube on it. You know, like, yeah. And it would just be hilarious.
We just
like
have pull the covers off. That the stewardess messes with. I'm like, I was just trying to do what you showed me.
Fucking TSA, the flight cop that's on there. He pulls the covers off. I get your fucking hands in the air. Get your dick out of his.
That's what Legos. Would happen.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on the no flight list over some stupid jokes. Mm-hmm. Sir.
That would be hilarious.
I'm afraid to ride with you now, man. Wow. I'm sitting in the back.
I hope you don't fall asleep.
Sponsors.
Oh, yeah. That is important, sir. Yes. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor, and they make this happen, and they love us, and they want some more of us, and we get away with it, man. We get away with saying all kinds of crazy stuff, and they put up with us, and we appreciate it. But you can find El Yucateco Hot Sauce at most major grocery stores. You can also order it online. You can get it on their website, elyucateco.com. Thank you to printdirtcheap.com. They do stickers, printed goods, banners, all kinds of craziness. Posters, you can go on their website and order those goods and save some money by using code SOFAKING. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics. That's Chris DeLeon of DeLeon Graphics, does all of our silkscreen stuff. He does our t-shirts, which are available on our website and our web store. You can go on there and order that stuff. I always throw stickers and shit in there. I put some hot sauce packets in someone's package and I sent that shit, and I don't know if they're at high altitude or the mailman hates them because it was like fucking curb stomped. There was hot sauce all over the inside of the invoice, but luckily it got on nothing else. So I will choose wisely when I put those hot sauce packs in there. I'm just trying to spread the Yucateco love, man. Yeah. Just trying to make it portable. But thank you to Digital Creations. They do photo gifts, heat press, one-off items. You can get coffee mugs. If you have a podcast, that's an easy way to get like some startup merch so you don't have to place like a giant order. If you got a couple fans or patrons that you want to send some stuff to, they're entirely capable of heat pressing mugs, travel mugs, basic bitch water bottles, stainless steel, all kinds of cool stuff, actually. Just hit them up on social media, digital.creations.bakersfield. They're on Facebook and Instagram. As Dave says, do it for grandma. And also, thank you to Dan Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com to order instructional DVDs and or apparel. And if you're in the Bakersfield area or the surrounding area, because jiu-jitsu dudes are crazy, they'll drive like 2 hours just to roll, you can do that, man. Right. He's over on 19th Street. And if you're doing that, it's not far from the studio. If you hit us up early enough, maybe we'll give you a tour if five old ladies aren't yelling at me about their AOL and their Google toolbar. I can help you out, man.
Check us out on Instagram at Sofa King Podcast, Facebook, and Twitter. Go to patreon.com/black/SofaKingPodcast. I'm at Sofa King Brad. We have at Sofa King Brent and at Sofa King Dave. If you want to talk to one of us on Instagram, and also check out at Sofa King _memes and give them some memes if you have any. I've seen a bunch, so you can send them to them. Also check out our Facebook group, the unofficial SK Ultra group. You can search that in the search bar on Facebook and put your topics that you want in the pinned post, so Brent doesn't keep complaining to me about it.
Also, our fan of the month or listener of the month, whatever, what do you call it? He got back to me.
Sculpt member of the month.
There's a reason he goes by Red Cas, because his name is Rogelio Cas.
Rogelio.
So, yeah.
So Rogelio, thank you.
Yeah. That's his
name. Yeah. So you are the member of the month, the sculpt member of the month. Appreciate your realness, sir. And like I said, we're with you. So ending song on this episode is from an artist called Aquelio.
Yo, girl, what's your sign?
The song is called Fairy Tale. Hope you enjoy it. Don't be retarded.
We're just like other people. We love to sing. We love to dance. We admire beautiful women. We're human. And sometimes very human.
Contemplating suicide to get to the kingdom. Holding a Jesus picture, asking people, have you seen them? Cause if death is the only thing that's keeping me from joy, kill me now, this life is overrated, dull and void. Everything is black and white, my zebra panda. But we make it off balance, Christ, Libra, Santa. Cinderella got these women all messy and naughty. Gotta marry a chicken, my Giuseppe's a 90. I rarely see a woman, but I've often seen a fruit. Usually around some treasure like the cleanest Jeep, or at a professional game in the scenic seat. Showing flesh, obsessed with bopping penis meat. Trying to get them figures, that loot, that dollar, they geeking for bucks. And these niggas are loose, McDonald's just eating it up. Guess it's part of the Hunger Games. Heaven bound, or will we all fall under flames? 11 rounds of shots leads to several rounds of shots. Spirits lead to spirits on burial grounds with plots. The stereo's drowning hot. Verses from these weaklings, the churches and the beacons that are serpents and demons. Cause we're
in a map of existence known as Baphomet to the Christians. The evil praise God to get the feeble to listen. Every time he comes back to earth, people they diss him, cause they're locked into an image that's pre-existing. They miss him, fixed in riddles and fairy tales, belittle the very males who dispelled the position biblical Mary Hale. As a virgin who gave birth to a messiah without having sex, quenching the thirst of her desire. And since I'm cursed, I'll be the first to vilify. So I bask in the sun in lush summertime attire, looking hot to death like the devil does, leaving my mark on the earth so these twerps will know where the rebel was. The superstitious wishes this was just fictitious. They viciously attack what they perceive to be malicious. If they were so religious, then they should be in a village giving medicines to all the indigents with illness. Feel this is that realness. Get a camera and film this, since he's against the world and he's ready to die to live rich. Cause he who gives his life will surely find it. Life is but a cycle, so get it right or you'll rewind it.
Yeah.
Why,